Hello everybody, welcome back to YouTube TV. And we have a new video now, focusing on expressions. Expresiones, fíjate como digo, expressions. Que tenemos la R, expressions, shens. Esta terminación de situation, option, communication, es un poco porque nos confunde. El vertión, ¿vale? Nos terminamos de decir shion, pero no es shen, es como una shen, es como una E, ¿vale? Pero con el SH, shen, shen. So, expressions. Repeat with me. Repeat with me. Casi dicho with. Oh my God, me estoy convirtiendo. With. Repeat with me, all right? So, it'd be expressions. So, we're going to work on expressions que tienen la palabra point. Punto, point. Fíjate la P. Point. No es tan relevante, pero si quieres ya de paso, puedes hacer point. Como yo que intento hacerme así, muy el guiri, point. Okay. Anyways, so expresiones con la palabra point in English. There quite a lot, there quite a few, unas cuantas. I'm going to resort to, recurrir a nuestro YouTube grammar number 3, all right, advanced level. Here's me with my brother, Carlos. Okay. Anyways, let's see. It's not that complicated, but it's really, really useful. Okay. So let's get started. And we're going to see, again, expresiones que contienen la palabra point, expressions, containing the word point. Okay, you guys ready? Are you guys? Lo mismo, no guys, sino guys. We need to change our mentality and hacer que la I como una E, recordar, este es nuestro lema este mes, tenemos que entender que todos los españoles que hablen inglés piensen en la I como una E y así vamos a dar un cambio. Lo que quería decir es que our English is going to change dramatically. Dramatically. Okay, anyways, so, no tiene sentido. ¿Cómo se dice no tiene sentido? That's number one. No tiene sentido. There's no point. There's no point. No, no tiene sentido que vayamos ahí. There's no point in going there. Ponemos in, ¿vale? There's no point in going there now, okay? There's no point. You know, I don't see the point. There's no point. There's no point in our going there, okay? There's no point in it. There's no point in it. Por lo tanto, ese E tiene que ser ING. There's no point in going there. So anyways, there's no point. Es la primera expresión con point, okay? ¿Qué quieres decir? ¿Cómo se dice qué quieres decir? What's your point? What's your point? ¿Qué quieres decir? Where's your point? What's your point? I don't understand. It's you've been talking here and there de todas las cosas, about everything, and I don't see your point. What's your point? Get to the point, okay? Como focaliza. Where's your point, okay? Tienes razón. You have a point. Es curioso porque es que todas estas expresiones con point tampoco se parecen mucho entre ellas, all right? But anyways, tratar de recordar algunas frases que os digo aquí, okay? So, you know what? ¿Sabes qué? You have a point. Yes, I thought you were wrong, but after listening, fíjate, listening, not listening, after listening to your speech, I think you have a point. Okay, I think. Con una E. I think you have a point. Okay, anyways, quiero clarificar algo. Quiero clarificar algo. Dejar algo claro. Como es como... I want to make a point. Estás en una reunión y dices, okay, guys, sorry, I want to make a point. I want to make a point, okay? Lo que has dicho no es cierto. What you said is not the truth. I want to make a point. So you guys ready? Here's what I'm going to say, okay? So I want to make a point. Quiero clarificar algo, okay? Lo que esto lo uso en algún vídeo, ¿vale? Quiero proponerme algo. Quiero proponerme estudiar más, okay? It's I want to make a point, okay? I want to make a point. Oh, he dicho point. I want to make a point. Y si quieres continuar la frase, es decir, me voy a proponer el estudiar más, ¿vale? Entonces sería, I'm going to make it a point to study more. Tienes dos opciones aquí. To make it, poner el et ahí, no sé por qué razón. I'm going to make it a point to study more. O no usar el et. Y entonces vas a poder decir, I'm going to make a point of going there more often, ¿ok? Para mí lo más sencillo es con el to, con lo cual pones el it, ¿ok? I'm going to make it a point to study more. I'm going to make it a point to get up earlier. I'm going to make it a point. Fíjate que no digo make it a point. ¿Qué lo puedes decir? Pero va a sonar mucho mejor con una E. I'm going to make it, y todo unido, ¿vale? I'm going to make it a point to study more, ¿ok? O la otra opción, I'm going to make a point of studying more. Pero entonces ya tienes que poner el ING, ¿ok? Anyways, so make a point, okay? Make a point, como proponerse algo, all right? Ve al grano. ¿Cómo se dice ve al grano? Get to the point. Come on. Stop beating around the bush. Para de manejar la perdiz. Stop beating around the bush, all right? And get to the point. So What do you want to say? What's your point? Get to the point, okay? Ve al grano, get to the point, okay? Now, next one. Con point tenemos lo que quiero decir es que, es para realzar tu opinión, ¿vale? My point is that, no, don't get me wrong. No me malinterpretes. My point is that you guys need to study more English. You need to like it, all right? It all comes down to that. My point is that. Eso es lo que quiero decir, como clarificar, ¿vale? Lo que quiero decir es que my point is that, okay? Eso no tiene nada que ver. That's besides the point. That's besides the point, okay? You know, es que eso que me estás comentando es que se va de madre, no tiene nada que ver. Okay, that's besides the point, all right? We're not talking about that, okay? Now, hacerse entender es to get my point across, okay? I wanna get my point across here, okay? Quiero hacerme entender, ¿vale? All right. También tenemos to get across, okay? Es parecido, okay? It's difficult to get it across to them. Hacerles entender eso. It is difficult to get it across to them. Es como hacerte entender en algo. Okie dokie, now. Esto no tiene sentido. That's pointless. That's pointless. También, aunque no tiene que... Es parecido, no sería el mismo verbo, pero to be appointed es ser nombrado, ¿ok? He's going to be appointed president next year. He's going to be appointed vice president, ¿ok? En otra más es to point out, que significa puntualizar. Quiero puntualizar algo, all right? I want to make a point here. O I want to point out something. I want to point something out. Make a point, ya lo hemos visto antes. En este caso sería puntualizar, to point out. Okay, I want to point something out, all right? Es como clarificar algo o remarcar algo, to point something out, después de una reunión, etc. So, you've been talking about several things and you say, oh, I'm sorry, I want to point something out because you've been talking about several things, but the most important thing is, so, clarificar algo, remarcar, ¿vale? To point something out. Okie dokie, so, anyways, aquí tienes unas cuantas expresiones con point, la palabra point, and, yes, and I hope I got across my point across to you guys, and y os he hecho entender todo esto bien. If not, otherwise, you can drop a line, podéis consultarnos, por favor, dejarnos unas líneas, siempre nos ayuda mucho. También give us another like if you liked it, share the video, and por favor, subscribe to the channel, subscribe, that's really, really important. Just click on it, and it's free, it's painless, and it's fast, okay? So.
Muchas gracias, thank you so much, and
subscribe, you're not gonna die. Subscribe, and it won't make you cry. Come on, dude, don't be a fool. Just go ahead and make that move. Yeah, yeah, subscribe, you're not gonna die. Subscribe, and it won't make you cry. Subscribe.